What makes you different from the LNP incumbent?
I believe I bring a whole range of skills to the inaugural ward if I'm elected as a councillor. I've spent 15 years in private sector and I've worked across a whole range of industries. I've worked at Virgin Blue Airlines, which is now Virgin Australia. I've worked at Australian Academic Press, publishing industry. I've also worked in the not-for-profit sector at Boys Town, which is now Our Town. So I bring a whole range of experience and my real ability to communicate with people across all levels and all of all ages.
Speaking for inaugural ward Greens candidate Kirsty, Lord Mayoral candidate Ben Pennings had this to say about the Greens candidacy suitability compared to the LNP incumbent, Andrew Wines.
Well, there's a lot of differences, but one of the key ones with this election, it's been the biggest issue so far, is congestion and transport issues, particularly public transport issues. So, you know, around Brisbane, as you may know, the LNP have spent well over $10 billion on tunnels and bridges they make us pay to use, and congestion hasn't reduced at all. So, yeah, it's a matter of looking at different options, and with regards to inaugural ward, but also throughout Brisbane, we've been promoting, you know, alternate and integrated and really effective public transport options that will cost a lot less than what they're planning, and also reduce congestion.
On the note of public transport, you've said that if elected, you'll directly fund TransLink to reduce all fares on bus, ferry and train trips within the Brisbane City Council area and bring it back to 2011 prices. How are you able to afford this?
Well, that one's not particularly expensive, and it's it'd be lovely that the state government, who have a fare review on at the moment, would reduce fares enough, and we hope that they do. But if they don't, we think it's really important that, you know, council comes to the party if need be, because, you know, around 2011 was when, you know, a lot of the patronage of public transport in Brisbane went down, and that's because the fares went way up. So, you know, we've really got to go back to where it was. We're also looking at cost of public transport for people on Newstart, which is a really important issue, because every other state and territory in Australia, you know, has half-price fares for people on Newstart, which Queensland doesn't. So that's another area we really need to pick up, and also off-peak free public transport for seniors and people on pensions is also another one. So, but cost is only a part of it. We really need, you know, good cost-efficient infrastructure and new services as well.
Now, obviously, the Greens, the LNP and the ALP are all contesting this ward, and you've got a couple different ideas on things. For example, transport. You're looking at upgrading the northern and eastern transitways and allowing for free travel every Friday on Brisbane City Council buses and ferries for the rest of 2016. Can you elaborate on that free transport plan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's important is we need to encourage people back onto public transport. A lot of people are telling me that public transport, the price is prohibitive, and that's why they're not actually getting on buses. And by introducing the Free Fare Friday initiative, that'll encourage people, hopefully not just to use the bus on Friday, but then also other days of the week, once they know where their bus stop is, start to get an understanding of the timetable. And it's immediate fare relief for them now, whilst the state government, I understand, is looking at the fare structures across Queensland. So the Free Fare Fridays from the 1st of May through to the end of December this year will provide that immediate relief for everyone. So for students, for seniors, for everyone that travels on public transport, being buses and city cabs and ferries.
And that's only until the end of this year, and then the state government, as you said, is looking at other alternatives?
Yes, that's my understanding of the fare review that's taking place by the state government.
However, the Greens think that this promise for free transport on Fridays until the end of the year is just an electoral sweetener and won't actually provoke any real change.
We would rather it be every day rather than just Fridays, and also long term rather than just for a few months. We think this is just, you know, what we call vote bait, basically. It's it gives them a nice little thing to say, and public transport is the least Congestion's the least problem on Friday, so it's the worst day to do it from the start. But it's also, it means a whole lot of people travel from outside of Brisbane City Council, park somewhere and clog up out of suburban areas and then jump on a bus into town. It really doesn't make a huge difference to a lot of congestion in the outer suburbs as well. So we don't think that one's particularly thought through, but we're actually proud that we're definitely the first party out there talking about the cost of public transport issues and really pushing it. And we're proud that the other parties have had to respond with regards to some of the things we've put out. But yeah, there is a state government review at the moment. We're told by people in the know that there will be some positive moves coming out of that. We've just got to wait and see and really push the state government to make some concrete action in this area, because it's people have stopped using public transport because of the cost.
You've got a couple of different ideas for buses. You're proposing a new city glider which connects the inaugural ward with other areas of the city, and also solar-powered buses. Can you elaborate on those?
Yeah, well, the Inner North has been an issue, particularly because the LNP want to spend $650 million on making Kingsley Smith Drive into pretty much a six-lane highway, which would then clog up Ann Street and lots of other issues. And the actual business case for it says it'll save drivers 60 seconds. So they want to spend $650 million on saving drivers 60 seconds, which we think is pretty insane. It doesn't really stack up. Even the RACQ, are pretty, have a hard time believing what they're doing and are very much against it. What we want to do with Kingston Smith Drive is, A, put some really good active transport infrastructure there. So, a bikeway going down Kingston Smith Drive and linking in up at Newstead and Tenerife and going through all the way to the city, a separated bikeway, but also for pedestrians as well, for an area that is growing. But also we think it's really important to have a high-frequency bus service in that area, which links up with the fast bus services to town, but also goes across town. So our plan with the Green Glider is that it goes down Kingston Smith Drive there, links in with the RBH and the Northern Busway, links in with the high schools and the university up at Kelvin Grove, which is really important as well for students travelling there. They have to travel by car as well, but then also goes all the way down Waterworks Road and up Wardell Street to Inoggera as well, because again, if there's a fast and active public transport option which goes regularly, goes at all hours, and people know that they can get home, they'll use it rather than driving, and it reduces congestion for everyone.
The party is talking about strengthening protection for pre-1946 homes in Brisbane, and I understand that's not something that the other parties have talked about doing.
That's correct. So as part of Rod Harding's seven-point plan, strengthening protection for pre-1946 homes is one of the key points. And in my wards, I've got the suburbs of parts of Wilston, Windsor, Grange and Alderley. There are a lot of beautiful homes that will be protected as they are pre-1946. There are beautiful Ashgrovian homes. I also have a pocket in Ashgrove around Dorrington. And there are a lot of character homes that are being lost and evaporating from our streets and just being moved due to development and new units being built in these areas.
The ALP is promising an $11 million package to upgrade Brisbane City Council libraries. How will that affect your ward?
This is going to be fantastic for my ward. There are a number of libraries in my ward, but also just outside. So the Ashgrove Library is set for a major upgrade and refurbishment. So Ashgrove is new to the inaugural ward, the parts up to the creek. So Ashgrove, people that live on that side but do frequent the Ashgrove Library will benefit from this major upgrade and refurbishment.
Now, the Brisbane population is projected to grow significantly over the coming years. How are you planning on addressing population growth?
What's important is that we plan appropriately for our areas. And in Mitchelton, for example, there's a large population growth happening here, with lots of young families moving to the area. But what we need to ensure is that this population and the growth is managed properly and there's adequate planning. So that includes having the right infrastructure, the right public transport and services in these areas.
The Greens had this to say about expected population growth and their plans to address it.
Well, population growth is not just the City Council area. Obviously, it's linked in with immigration policy as well. And, yeah, it has slowed down a little bit with regards to, you know, everyone from Victoria moving here. It looks like a lot of people are moving back down to Melbourne these days. But, yeah, we are growing. People still do want to live in cities. So how we, you know, cater for that is really important. And the Greens, you know, amongst both the other parties pretty much as well, are really looking at, you know, medium and high density developments, particularly around transport hubs. That's the most, you know, it's the best way to get more people is, you know, it's build up, but where you build up is important. And, you know, building up near transport hubs is ridiculously important because we don't want, you know, thousands of people living in high rise or having a car if they're living close enough to a train station, for example. They may not need to have a car or might be able to use share car schemes and, you know, not unnecessarily clog and pollute our city.
On a state level, how are the Greens feeling on the fixed four-year term referendum?
It's hard to tell. Referendums in Queensland are traditionally conservative, so there's always a big no vote. A lot of people don't trust politicians, but both the old parties are supporting a yes vote. The Greens are definitely supporting a no vote for very good reasons. We, you know, we think fixed terms are great, and people have a right to know when the election's coming up, and, you know, just take away all that indecision with regards to elections. But we don't believe we have a strong enough democracy to go to 4 years. We think that governments and politicians need their, you know, performance review, for want of a better word, you know, before 4 years. So, you know, we haven't got an upper house here. We've got, you know, the committee system still needs a lot of review, and there's also the issue of political donations where, you know, vested interests, whether they're property developers or, you know, construction companies, bridge builders, you know, whatever they may be, are still able to, you know, legally donate, and, you know, both the old parties don't really declare that before elections as well. So there's real, you know, transparency and democracy issues there. So we're very much encouraging people to vote no. If we had a stronger democracy, yeah, we'd love to have four-year terms, but we haven't. So it's, you know, important that Queenslanders really have that say every 3 years to be able to, you know, if we had four-year terms, we'd still have Campbell Newman in. And personally, I shudder to think what he may have done with regards to the Great Barrier Reef and, you know, other things that he wasn't a particularly good politician on, to Queensland with fixed 4 years terms and still have him there. And yes, we're having him out.
This is ALP inaugural ward candidate Amanda Ronan Hearn's opinion on the referendum for fixed 4 year terms.
Actually, have just been recently reading the material that the Electoral Commission have provided for the case for yes and the case for no. And look, I know that at council level, 4 year terms are what Brisbane City Council and all other councils across Queensland have once elected. So that gives them a lot of time, adequate time, to be able to plan. And I believe that with the state government at the moment being 3 years, I think there is definitely a good case for yes, for that, for state to move to 4 years.